And we are back. Michael Cohen, producer Jesse Wiza. Thanks for joining us. By the way, the winner, this hour's winner of our Sun Country Airlines tickets giveaway, which will occur I guess we're going to be pulling cards out of a box or out of a globe to find out who that is. But Margot Sprites or Charlotte is in the running. That is two Sun Country Airlines tickets and $250 cash. Should be interesting to see who walks away with that fantastic prize. So a new AARP study finding that in the last 5 years, there's been an unprecedented number of older Americans losing their homes or facing foreclosure. So just how bad has it gotten, and what does the AARP want to see done about it? To find out, I'm joined by Mark Hornbeck, the communications director for AARP Michigan. Mark, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Glad to be here.
So the AARP study found that nationwide more than 1.5 million older Americans lost their homes since 2007. Are these sometimes folks that have been in their homes for decades?
Right. It's always been assumed that home ownership into your golden years is kind of a guarantee of equity, and you're able to use your home as a source of equity in your older years, but it's not happening anymore. Older Americans are carrying more mortgage debt than they ever have, and the recession has been brutal on these folks.
Now, do we know what usually happens to them once they lose their homes? Do they have to move in with family, or do they, like many other Americans, get an apartment?
Right. They move in with family or friends. They get a rental unit. Although once you lose your home to foreclosure, it does a number, of course, on your credit rating, which makes it more difficult to find housing. So it's a dire situation, and this is the first time that anybody's ever studied the impact of foreclosure on older Americans. It's a problem that's not going away anytime soon, because you have also folks who are, the percentage of folks who have seriously delinquent loans is also much higher than it has been in the past. And so this is a problem that's going to linger.
Does the AARP, though, feel that the government should address this kind of foreclosure crisis when it comes to older Americans more directly than it's addressing or not addressing the larger problem of foreclosures?
Well, I mean, there have been some attempts to address foreclosure, including in Michigan, where you have a law passed that last year that took effect this year that does a number of things, including compels lenders to provide a list of nonprofit consumer counselors to work with people, and they also, the legislation also provides additional ways for owners to arrange certain modifications and sit-downs with their lenders, such as interest rate and principal reduction, to cut monthly payments so that they may not have to leave their home. Hmm. And certainly we would encourage this to continue, along with a lot of other policy changes that can help, including mediation programs, where you just get the lender and the borrower in the same room and sit down and try to work things out. Certainly, the lender is better off getting, some percentage of payment than have the home sit there with nobody making payments at all. So a lot of times when you get the folks together in the same room, you can work something out.
Well, then sometimes that's an issue of its own. The banks can be sometimes less than cooperative. I'm talking to Mark Hornbeck, communications director for the AARP of Michigan. Now, Mark, obviously many Michiganians are struggling right now. We know the economy is having some issues. But when it comes to older Americans, AARP members, what is, especially here in Michigan, what is at the forefront of their concerns?
Well, we're extremely concerned right now about the future of Medicare and Social Security. Those are vital programs to the health and retirement security of older Americans, older Michiganders. And we believe that, there's been a lot of discussion going on in Washington about the future of these programs. And we believe that the folks who are the beneficiaries should have a say in what happens to Medicare and Social Security in the future. And we've been going around the state inviting people to express their opinions and ideas on ways to stabilize and protect and strengthen these programs.
Well, with Americans living so much longer now, what do you say to those that programs like Medicare are simply unsustainable in the long run and there will need to be cuts at some point, maybe deep cuts? Is that something the AARP is ready to accept?
Well, there likely will have to be some kind of solution, whether it means some kind of revenue increase or some kind of benefit amelioration. We're listening to our members tell us what they want the options to be at this point. We're not espousing a particular solution for Medicare and Social Security at this point until we hear what our members tell us they want. And we're hearing from them. We just learned today that we put out a questionnaire in the first half of this year, and 24,000 Michigan residents answered the questionnaire about Medicare and Social Security and how they view the problem. Mm-hmm. And what they see as some of the solutions.
No kidding. So did you get the results today, you're saying?
Yeah, we got the results of the questionnaires today.
I wonder what the solutions that were being proposed, did some of them involve more funding to the programs?
Well, the questionnaires just sort of dealt with that in a general sense, and we had folks tell us that they most common response was, especially for Medicare, that they see some kind of a mix of revenue and benefit reduction solutions as the most likely outcome.
Hmm.
We're out there now talking with them about solutions that have been proposed in Washington, getting their reactions to those. We've just started that second questionnaire, so obviously we don't have results of that yet, but we are out there letting people know what the options are that are on the table that are being talked about, and we're offering pro and con opinions from conservative and more moderate think tanks on these solutions, and just sort of airing it out rather than let all this be decided behind closed doors in the nation's capital.
Well, some of the proposed solutions are to drastically cut Medicare. I'm guessing that's one solution you wouldn't agree with.
That's one of them that is least popular with our members, as you might expect.
How many AARP members are there here in Michigan?
1.4 million.
1.4 million. And tell me, in terms of this coming election in November, how do issues like the new pension tax, how are those likely to play into their decisions when it comes to the vote?
Well, we fully intend to remind our members who voted in favor of the pension tax, which incumbents who are running for re-election voted in favor of the pension tax. And we would expect that will have, some kind of impact on Election Day. But all of these issues that are threatening the financial security of seniors and retirees, not just the pension tax. I mean, we just talked about Medicare and Social Security and foreclosure. It's rough being a senior citizen in the United States these days.
Tell me, how responsive have state officials been, state lawmakers, to AARP Michigan? Are they listening to your concerns, or are they doing anything about them?
It depends on the issue. We did. The initial proposal on the pension tax was a $900 million plus tax increase, and the one that was finally passed is more in the $300 million range, and we would have liked to have seen no increase in taxes on pensions, especially given this financial time and the fact that seniors made decisions based on the no-tax status of pensions. They made retirement decisions based on that, and we saw it as unfair to put this tax on folks that had already started collecting pensions and had already made retirement plans. But mm-hmm. we've gotten some fairly good reaction on some other things. I mean, there was some elder abuse law package that was passed recently. We've also seen some movement on spending additional Medicaid dollars on home-based care, a lot of our members see as positive. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
Right. Well, about a minute left, but when you talk about retirement, it's well known now that Americans have reevaluated when or if they will be able to retire. How much are you hearing from Michigan AARP members about their retirement plans at this point? Are many of them, in fact, reconsidering the ability to even retire?
Right. You know, all the data shows that there are a lot of folks who are working part-time and holding on to jobs later in life, and that certainly is true of our members of Michigan. And before we leave here, I just wanted to mention a couple of sources to if you're facing a foreclosure issue, please visit aarp.org/aarpfoundation and then click on Foundation Litigation. AARP Foundation can help folks provide legal help. And also Elder Law of Michigan, info@elderlawofmi.org or 1-866-400-9164.
I see. So there are certainly programs out there to help those older Americans, older Michiganians here that are facing potential foreclosure. Mark Hornbeck, Communications Director for AARP Michigan. Mark, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, when we come back, we're going to get to this list of the top 10 hardest jobs to fill right now in America. And you'll find out what they are and how you can get yourself to qualify to fill them. That is next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.